on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We have really a Tosfos to learn on the previous sugya, but I think it would be more preferable to learn further than to come back to the Tosfos. When the Gemara, we are trying to figure out, Rav Asi had said a member of Stume, Sofim Harei Hein Kikarke, and the Gemara as yet does not know exactly what is he telling us. The Gemara had a tzad to say that Sof Marem Kekark is coming to tell us, like Rav Hune, Oy Kesef, Oy Meitav, then the Loshen of Rav Asi is not proper. He should have said V'chein Amar Rav Asi. Then the Gemara had a tzad to say that if there are two brothers and they yashin their father, and one yashin karke and one yashin kesef, so if a malchiv came and took away the karke from one brother, the other brother is obligated to give half of the kesef to the first brother. That the Gemara also did not want to accept for one of two reasons. Either because that's poshet, hai bro v'hai lav bro. So it is poshet that the son who yarshin the money, who took his chelik of yarshin the money, should be obligated to pay. What the Gemara says, perhaps there's another svarim, that since he took money, so there are risks in money, might get stolen, and there are advantages in money, that a bal chayv is not goyve from money. And when he took the money, he took it with the risks and the advantages, that he should not have to pay for the chayv. So memele, according to this mahalach, so Rav Asi is saying something which is completely wrong. We can't say ksofim areyen kekalk. Hello. So the Gemara says, Lishnei Achim Shechalku. Rav Asi is talking about a third case. Lishnei Achim Shechalku. Two brothers divided the Yerusha between themselves. Let us make it interesting. There were four kakois. Reuven took two kakois. Shimon took two kakois. Ubo balchoi v'notal chelkoi shalechet mehem. The Balchoyv came and took Reuven's two kakois. So now, Rav Asi is coming to tell us that Shimon has a choice. If he wants, he can give back one karka to Reuven, or if he wants, he can pay him. He can give him money instead of that karka. Ksofim areyen kekarka. Let us see Rashi. Lishnei achim shecholku karke. Ubo balchoiv v'not al chelek ha'echot. V'mishalem loy ha'acher chatzi chelkoi. That means he gives them now, if we say that Reuven took two karkois, and Shimon took two karkois, so now he'll pay him back oi karke, he'll give him back a karke. Or he'll give him the money value for that karke. That is pshat the memra of Rav Asi. The motzi misalik lei bezuzi ki bekarke. He could be misalik him with money, just like he can give him karke. Frag the Gemara. If this is Pshat Rav Asi, so we have this memra already of Rav Asi that was said already, so he wouldn't now come and repeat this memra. The Itma we learned, Ha'achim Shecholku, two brothers were Mechalikalke, who bo Balchoi v'notal chelkoi shel echad mehem. And the Balchoi came and took, let us say, the two karkois of Reuven. Rav Omar bot lo machlekes. So Rav says that the whole chaluke, which was made before the gvir of the Balchoiv, becomes now bottle, and the two karkois, which are now Birshus Shimon, we have to make now a new chaluk on these two karkois. The first two karkois were taken away, so now we have to make a new chaluk on these two karkois. That's Shitas Rav. Ushmul Omar Vita. Shmuel says that Reuven lost his chelik. His chelik was taken away from him. Finished. He cannot in any way approach Shimon to give him a chelik of the Yerusha that Shimon had taken. Rav Asi Omar Neitel Reviya Bekarke or Reviya Bemois. Let's just say the first Mahalach in Rashi, that Rav Asi holds, he doesn't have to give him half of the karke, because he is a Sofik. He gives him Reviya Bekarke, who Reviya Bemois means Oy Reviya Bemois. That means there is a Sofik, how much he owes him. Does he owe him half of the karkois? But does he owe him nothing? And Misofik, he gives him a quarter of the karkois. But instead of giving him the quarter of the karkois, he can give him Oy Reviya Bemois, thus he can keep all the karka for himself, and give money, which is worth the Reviya of the karka. That's what Rav Asi says. And now the Gemara is going to explain the Machloikis. Rav Omar botlo machloikis. Rav holds that the chalukah became botlo. Kesava ha'achim shecholku ki yershim have. That he holds that achim shecholku are yershim. And therefore it's botlo machloikis. We'll come to Rashi, we'll try to elaborate on this nekudah. So memele, since he holds that they're both Yorshim and their Chelik, so therefore, now that the Chelik of Reuven was taken away, so Shimon has to give half of his Chelik to Reuven. Shmuel Amar Vita, Shmuel holds that he lost his Chelik, Kasav Achim Shecholku Lekuchais, Uchelikeyach Shelei Bachayistam. The lekuches and like a lekeach shalei b'chayis. So it comes out, the chelik that Reuven had was purchased from Shimon. This is not Yerusha, this is lekuches, and it was purchased without any achayis. So memele, Reuven purchased a karka from Shimon, was taken away from him, so that's finished. The Rav Asi Omar Neitel Reviya Bekarke U Reviya Bemois. Rav Asi says no. He doesn't give him, like Rav says, half the karke. He doesn't give him nothing the way Shmuel says. No, he gives him a Reviya Bekarke U Reviya Bemois, where Rashi says Pshat means Oy Reviya Bemois. He doesn't have to give him karke. He can give him, instead of the kark, he can give him money. Misaf kelei, Rav Asi is misupik, iki yerushim domi, he owes them half of the Yerusha. Iki lekuch is domi, he doesn't owe him anything. Hilkach, misafik neitel reviya bekarke, so he gives him a quarter. To give him a half of the Yerusha, or nothing, he gives him a quarter. U reviya bemois, and that's one din. And then another din, that he does not necessarily have to give him the karke that he yarshin, he could also give him money equivalent to the value of the cock. So this lomdis of ksofim harein kekarke, which we wanted to say that's what Rabasi is speaking about, speaking about shnei achim shecholku, we have already a different maimer, a different memre of Rabasi that said this klal. Reviya b'mois, he said you can, this reviya that has to be given can be given with money. So this also cannot be pshat in Rabasi, because he said it already. So we're going back to the first Mahalach. Rabasi is telling us that the way Rav Huna had said, that a mazik has an alternative. Either he gives meitav karke or he gives kesef. So then Rabasi should have said, Rabasi, that's not Shabbat, right? And that's how this memory should have been recorded, V'chein Amar Rabasi, that Oy Kesef, Oy Meida. Let us again see Rashi, L'shnei Achim Shecholku Karke, Uvo Bar Choyv, V'notol Chelek Ha'echa. The Mishalem Loi Ha'acher Chatzi Chelkai. Now the second brother gives him half of the chelik he had taken. Oy karke, he can give him half of the Yerusha. Oy misalik lay bezuzi, or if he wants, he can give him money. Hainu harei hen ke karke, that is the chiddush of Rabasi. The motzi misalik lay bezuzi ki be karke. He does not have to necessarily give him the karke that he yarshin, he can keep the karka that he had yarshin, and he can give him money. Now the Gemara brought down, there's a three-way machloikas between Rav, Shmuel, and Rabat. Botla machloikas, Rav says, if you had two brothers that divided up the Yerushas of him, both took karka, and let us, for practical purposes, that Reuben took karka A and B, Shimon took karka C and D, and now the Baal Choyv came and took away Karka A and B from Reuven. So Rav says, Botla machloikis oiso chaluke b'teila. This chaluke, which till now it was nisbarer through the chaluke that Karka C and D belongs to Shimon, oiso chaluke b'teila. That's past history, nisbotle. Now, Karka C and D will be divided equally between Reuben and Shimon. That's what Rav holds. Botla machlik. Shmuel says, Vita Ovat. He lost his chelik. Finished. Shimon remains with Karka C and D, and Reuben lost the chelik. And Ravasi said, Reviya Bekarke, Yarseloi Reviya Chelka, doesn't give him half of his chelik, he gives him a quarter of the chelik, half of Karkasi, or half of Karkadi, Hoi Karka Oi Mois, and that he can pay back with the Karka, or with money. U Reviya Bemois, so U Reviya Bemois, Rashi wants to come to tell us, is a very misleading lotion. Ureviya usually vav is avav achibo, that means you give karka plus mois. Rashi says no, here it means oy reviya b'mois. It means either, he gives either a quarter of the karka, or he gives the monetary value of that. Where do we see that avav could mean oy? Come on, this nam be avomis. Cholat Ben osabo maimel, ben osanget uboal. And here in this mission, it means the Yavam did one of these four things. Either he gave chalitza, or he made maima, or he gave a get, or he was miyavam. Al koponim, so here also, Ravasi means, or revia b'mois means, oi revia b'mois. Ki yarshim domi. So now the Gemara is going to explain what is the svore of Rav. And Rav says, botlo machlokes. So Rav holds ki yarshim domi. Va'al shneyem lifroyem. Hilkach machtzis chelkoi yachzeloi. Now, the Lashon of Rashi, I saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, is very interesting. Rashi is explaining why is Botla Machlokes. So Rashi says as follows, because each child, al shneyem lefoyem, there's a chiyu, and from the Ritz Lashon of Rashi, it would seem, on each one there's a chiyuv aguf to pay up the chayv. Hilkach machtzis chelka yachzeloi. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda says a lashon as follows: Kivin shal shneim mutal lefchoya chayv esabi. As we had mentioned yesterday, the lashon of the Rosh. Whoever yarshens nichsei oviv, the obligations of the father go over to the son. So he says, daito v'shas chaluka oiso. So there was a mutual understanding. Shim yovoi bal choiv v'yigve me'echod mehem. Tiboto la chaluke, viyavoyu lach loik masha nisha. So that means as follows. This din botla machloikes, we make now a new chaluke. And according to Rav, we make a new chaluke means that now either Reuven's gigat karka C or karka D, money cannot be used. The reason of botla machloikes is because since each one is obligated to pay the father's chayv, so there's a mutual understanding if one will pay the father's chayv, the malva came to him, we'll see it was an apaitiki, the malva came to him, so there's a mutual understanding, so if you're going to pay after chayv, in reality I'm also mochiv to pay after chayv, so we will be mevato the previous chalukah, and we'll make a new chalukah. That's why Rashi mentions, val shneim refroye, ilkach machtzis chelke yachzole. In the Mukhi Yosef, says a different mahalach in botla machloikis. The Mukhi Yosef says, the kivin, the bo bal choy, v'notal chelke shel echad mehem, Igolu milse, the meshe cholko tchile lav chaluke. The chaluke betois ubotlo. Amoyre de kalom, this Muki Yosef says, and lachayre pshad in the Muki Yosef is as follows. That when we made the chaluke, we were under the impression that the father had four kakois, kaka A, B, C, D. We did not know that one is an apaitiki. We did not know anything about the father's previous obligation. So we divided the karka. You take AB, I'll take CD. Now we find out later, the Baal Chayv comes and takes my karka AB. This is an apaitiki, it's meshubah to me. So, achay noida hadavo, that the emerson, so what is going to fall be Yerusha, this will not remain the Yerusha of the children. This is being taken away by the Baal Chayv. So now we find out, Ochein Noida Hadova, the whole Yerusha is Karka Sidi. So Memele, the previous Chalukah that was made, Betois, under the assumption that the father left over four Kakois. But now I see Lamais that there's only, he only left over two Kakois, because the first two Kakois are Meshubito. The whole Chalukah was made under a false assumption. Therefore, we have to make a new Chalukah. Now we see the father only left over two Kakois. We have to make a new Chalukah. So, Emerson, these are two different Mahalchim. Rashi is saying that not so much that it's a Chalukah betoys. And Emerson, the Yelas HaShachas, I make Merdike Kashe, Balchoy Mikano, Lahabo Goyg, Napshan, the father left over. Two Kakois, he left over four Kakois. Now, two were taken away. Okay, could be it's not to develop. But it comes out, it's a karka that's not oimed lechaluke forever. It means it's going to be taken away. It's only a chaluke's money. Al koponim. So Rashi learns pshat that that we're mevatel the chaluke comes about because of the obligation of each child to see that the chayv should be paid out. So that makes that we're mevatel the chaluke because Shimon is also not innocent from the father's obligations, therefore we're mevatel the chalukah. And according to the Mukhi Yosef, it's batla machlokes. Look at the Beis Lechem Yehuda. So there's a mordik chilek la'alocha between Rashi and the Mukhi Yosef. What's the chilek la'alocha? The chilek la'alocha is, what if you have two people purchase b'shutfis from a moicha for kakos? He sold them kaka A, B, C, D. Sold them four kakois. And later, a Baal Chayv comes and takes away two of the kakois. In the meantime, they divided. These two shutvim bought these four kakois, A, B, C, D. They divided. Reuven took A, B. Shimon took C, D. And then a Baal Chayv comes and takes away A, B. What will be the din now with these two shutvim? So he says there'll be an afkamina between Rashi and the Mukhi Yosef. According to the Mukhi Yosef, we'll say it was a chalukah betois. We purchased b'shutfas four kakois. Now we see really there's only two kakois that were really worth a sale, because the first two kakois there was a lien on them. We made a chalukah under the impression we bought four kakois. Now see we only bought two kakois, so we bought l'machloik. According to Rashi, Rashi is a whole different lomdus. Since Rashi says, Varshneyem lefroya, since each one is obligated to pay up the choiv, there's a shibud daguf on each one, brokaredavua, so therefore they say, there's a mutual understanding when we mevatel the chalukah. So memele, so that is after by children. There's a din brokaredavua. There is a obligation on each child to pay up the choiv. Masha'en came. The case of Shutvim we're speaking about, there's no obligation on them to pay up the choiv. So Memele, the Leiva borrowed money, the Meicha borrowed money, that is the Shibud on the Kalkin. But there's no obligation whatsoever on the Lekuchas to pay up the choiv. So according to Rashi, we won't say Botla Machleika. So according to Mekiyesh, we'll say Botla Machleika. Al Kaponim, this is a very Gishmak and Afkamina to understand the Machleikas of Rashi and Mekiyesh. Now let us go further. The lekuches did not yoshim. That means the karka we hold ain't breire. The karka that Reuven took is not, this is not the karka that he yoshim from his father. This is a karka that was purchased from his brother. That means we assume that this chaylik could be belong to Shimon. Now what I ended up taking the chaylik is, I'm purchasing this chaylik from Shimon. And there's no achayis on this mekech hamemkel. Ve'ein loy olav klum. Yeah. But now Rashi is going already in Rabasi. Rabasi is mesupik. Maybe they'll look at it. And if the lekuch is veile olam klum, ilkach yaviyah me'aysay chelek ha'megiya yivra. Therefore, there is a suffix. Does he have to pay? Ravasi didn't know. Is he a Yairish? So Memele, then he owes him for the karka that was, half of the karka that was taken away. Is he a lekeach shaloi bachayit, veile olav klum? Hilkas, he's misupik. He didn't know, does he owe him half a karka, does he owe him nothing? Hilkas, therefore, revie me oisei chelek amegia yifra. So therefore, not knowing if you should pay him a half or pay him nothing, he pays a quarter. The havalei sofik moment, it's a sofik. The chol moment amutal besofik chelkim. And this moment amutal besofik chelkim. Vein neutal imoi ela revie. So therefore, he will only get a quarter. Now, that was the chiddush of Rabasi, that he can be misalakim oy bekalka oy bemoiz. Fine. This is one mahalach in Rashi, Shat Rabasi. Lishna achine, now Rashi says the second shat, u revia bemoiz, mamish, not u revia means oy revia, u revia means and. He gives him a quarter of the kalke, and he gives him a quarter of the mois, which add up together to a half of the Yerusha that Shimon had yash. Reviya b'mois mamish, levad reviya b'kalke, v'haynu harei hein kekalke. That's an harei hein kekalke. And you give a quarter of the karka you had taken and a quarter of the money. Now, what is pshat in this? The modne kugel over here. Misafkele iki yorshim domi. So here Rashi says, Amiridikazach. If the yorshim, and it's botlo machloikis, v'chayv laharzalei machzis chelkei karka. If it's botlo machloikis, the yorshim like Rav, so that means this whole chalukim, which was made then under the assumption that there's four sodas to be divided, now we found out there's only two sodas to be divided. So we have to make a new division of these two sodas. So he has to give him one soda. How much am I giving you money? The chalukim of the karkois that was previously made was a wrong chalukah. So we have to make a new chalukah. So we make a new chalukah. I have no right, Shimon has no right to keep all the karkah and give him money. I have to go and give you half of the karkah that I had taken. Or maybe, Ravasi had a suffix, maybe he's a lekeach. Umiyu ke lekeach b'chayis. Ravasi held, he's a lekeach, uven is lekeach b'chayis. Now, if he's a lekeach b'chayis, that means you purchased for me karka A and B. Karka A and B was taken away from you by a balkoi. So if you're a yoyrish, so then, that all Yerusha was Karka C and D. You have to make a new Chalukya on Karka C and D. The previous Chalukya was not a Iskahal, not a proper Chalukya. If you're not a Yerush, you're a Lekeach Bachayit. So Memele, Karka A and B belong to you. You purchased it for me. Karka C and D belongs to Shimon. But Shimon sold them karka A and B with a chayit. So now that you're karka, it means I'm a choy and half the choy. Mikel a keich b'chayis domit. Chayv lachzoy machzis mashibe. Avo b'moy shochel esalka. But if my whole obligation the whole obligation of Shimon to Reuven is al tachai is, so I don't have to give you the karka of the Yerusha, I can give you money. Aber bei Moshe achol es alke. Hilkach yachze reviye bekarka ki yonshin. Reviye be Moish ke Moishe b'achai. This is the second pshat in Rabbasi. And Rashi says, V'loshen rishen shamati. But I really heard the first pshat, not the second pshat. Fine. Now let us see Tosfos. Pshita hai bro v'hai la'akura. Now this is going on the Gemara before. The Gemara before had said, we had wanted to say that Rabasi is speaking about a case that there was a father that left over one field and money, equivalent to the field. Reuven took the field, Shimon took money, and now Rabasi said that the one who took the money has to pay up half of the chayv. That was Ksofim Arayin Kikarke. Just like the karke was paid up. I mean, the Bachim took away the karke. Just like, so the one who yashin money has to give half. On this pshat, the Gemara said, pshita, that's a poshet to this. Hai bro, bahai labro. It's poshet. V'im taima. So Tosfos asks, v'amai pshitalei, what's the pshitusa? V'shmul oma besomach, bo bal choy v'not al chelkoy shalachet mehem vita. Later we have, that Shmuel said, if they yashin four kakois, Reuven took A and B, Shimon took C and D, and the Baal Chayv came and took away Karka A and B from Reuven. It's finished. I don't say that Pshita Hai Bro V'Hai La Bro. So why over here do I say the Gemara is Rabas? He said he has to give him half of the money. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's necessary to tell me. So they said, sure it is necessary to tell me. But we see Shmuel says Afilu by four kakois, he lost it. So Rabasi is telling you not like that. So what's the kasha? I'd like to be mamtik Tosfos kasha. Tosfos said Shmuel said not like that. So pshat and Tosfos kasha, that means as follows. What is the svara of Shmuel? Shmuel holds lekuchas hain. That means, we say, Embrere. So it's Lekuches. That means, I purchased this. This is not Yerusha. This is Lekuches. I purchased this from you. You purchased that karka from me. So Mamela, we're Lekuches, Shalai Bachai. So Mamela, whatever happened to me is nothing to do with you. Our possession of these karkois are not Mitoiris Yerusha. It's Mitoiris Lekiche. And that is how we hold Embrere. I hold Yesh Breiris, and I say each one is a Yesh. Now there's a Murdike Yesod. Rav Shimon says this, but he built it from a Gemara. The whole concept of Yesh Breiris, to say that each one Yashans his Chaylin, can only be said if they end up with the same commodity. That means, if you have, let's say, the case of Rav, that Rav says Yoshimeh, the father left over four karkois. And Reuven took two, Shimon took two. So Mamela, so we say, Yesh Breire, this was destined for Reuven to Yarshan, this was destined for Shimon to Yarshan. Later they were Mavara with a girl. But this is Reuven's Yerusha, this is Shimon's Yerusha. But in the case where one brother took two karkois, and one brother took money equivalent to these both kakois. So Rav Shimon, that's not Yerusha. There's no such concept of Yerusha that way. The one should yarshin karke and one should yarshin money. It doesn't work like that. Yerusha has to be a equal chalukah. That means in such a case, they should have divided the karke between themselves. Reuven should take karke A and Shimon should take karke B. They should divide the money equally. That would be yosher. But when one takes one commodity and one takes another commodity, that is zichen and yosher. That's lekuches. That is lekuches. But if they ended up making such a chalukah, that is not a chalukah of Yerusha, that's a chalukah of Mekah and Memkah. That's what Rav Shimon says over here. So Memela Tosfos Kashas Amor Dekekas. So Tosfos not just says, look, Shmuel says like this. Maybe Rav Ashi holds like Shmuel. No! If one took karke and one took money, it's zicher loikchem. It's not Yerusha. It's zicher loikchem. And by loikchem, you see that Shmuel says the loikchem shaloi b'achayit. So Memela, so the Gemara asks that, and the Rav Ashi says, no, he has to pay. So Moshe says, pshita, what's the pshita? That's the discussion. So Taisa says, I'm going to get that. We are trying to make shecholko kalke. This whole concept of Shmuel, that holds this lekuche shalei b'achayis, is only when they divided four kakois. Dafke is like the vita, the shneim oimdim besofik zekamoise. Bal das kein cholku de mishe yafsid yafsid. So the Taisus Harosh says that, we mentioned this yesterday, that when they divided the kakois, we'll see later Taisus, two of these kakois wasn't apoyteki. Bishas, they divided the kakois, they did not know that it wasn't apoyteki. They did not know which kakois were in the poitiki. And af al pikein, they divide, listen, we don't know who, we can't delve into the father's chesbonos, who knows what it will be in his barada. Listen, whatever it is, we're making a chaluke, could be the balchoy will take away from me, could be a take away from you. Due to their ignorance of what might occur, so each one was mekabel himself, so they're playing Russian roulette. They don't know clue what's going to happen. Could be they'll take away the karka for you, could be they'll take away the karka for me. But listen, so each one has a common risk. We're making the chalukah. Whatever will be, you'll be. That's what Shmuel holds. That's what Shmuel holds. Because there, being ignorant of which karka is the apoyteki, or if it is an apoyteki, so they're going into a unknown risk. Maybe there's a risk. Maybe there's not a, so they're mekabel on the sub. Whatever will be, will be. But avul hoche, the balak alke besofik v'loy balak sofik. But this was shat in the Gemara's kasha. Shat in the Gemara's kasha was that here the balak alke, if there's a chayiv, he's going to pay for it. And the balak saw him, he zicha won't pay for it, because metalto diyas miloy mishtavdi lebalchoy. Pshite dal das kein cholku shim yafsid balakalke she yachser a balak saw. So here Taisvis is saying, here the chaluke is zicha that, I mean, the zicha was never a chalukin understanding that I'm going to lose and you won't lose. That there never was such a commitment and agreement. So Memela Sotos is saying, Amoyre de Gezach, Sotos is saying, by Yoshu Karkois, we're speaking about a case that they were unaware what could come about. So due to their unawareness, each one entered a risk, and Vadaita Dohochi, they made the Chaluke, and without any commitment. Because that's, because they, each one knew could be, he'll lose, and then if Yana loses, I don't want to commit myself to pay. Masha'en came over here, that by one took kaka, one took mois, realizing that the other one is bala kaka, besofik, but he has no risk whatsoever, lagabi the shayla of chayvis. So he zicha obligated himself to pay. Fine. Now I just want to say one shtickle ha'or. So according to Tosfos, the obligation is built because here the zichelakuches pachayis. That means here it's zichelakuches. It's not yoshim. But as we mentioned in the beginning, this is he took money and he took karkas a zichelakuches. But zichelakuches pachayis because it's understood that not he's going to lose and I'm going to be scot free, that I won't pay anything. So the lotion of L'chayra hay bro and hay lav bro, L'chayra is not so clear. The chiyuv L'chayra to pay is not out Yerish. The chiyuv L'chayra to pay is out L'chayra B'chayis. Okay, let's go a little further. B'torav chelkoi shalechot mehen. Now the Balchayv came and paid up one of them. V'im toima v'kol echot chayv l'fchoye chayv aviyah. What's pshat? The Baal Chayv went to one of them and he took away all the karka. As we had mentioned before, there were four karkois to make it more understandable. There's A and B that Reuven took and C and D that Shimon took. So what right is the Baal Chayv to go and take A and B from Reuven? He should have taken A and C. That's what he should have done. Kolechot chayv lefchoye chayv aviyah v'en yochel itol chelek ha'echot k'en etan v'perek yashin ha'echot. Yotza aleim shtal chayv v'cher noisim pishnayim. That means when there's a shtal chayv, so the one who has a greater percentage in the Yerusha pays a greater amount. It doesn't go that one pays. V'shloim et amayri yochel shaso ha'apoytiki. Speaking about it, he made it an apoytiki is an agreement that if I'm on from karke, I'm entitled to take this karke. Mela, the poitiki, that was made up with the leivet, some mela. So therefore, this overrides the oifen of piroin from each yoshish. The Rav Omar, botla machlekes. Rav says botla machlekes. Now, from Rav Eistoi, Mashmeh, that's what that means according to Rav, he took away Karka AB from Reuven. So now Rav says, now this Karka that Shimon and CD, we make now new Chalukah. AB, we see, did not remain in the Yerusha from their father. AB was taken away by the Balkhoib. So now we become aware that the whole Yerusha is Karka CD. So now we make a Machlokes on CD. Mashmeh. Taisus says it would seem, Lemotzi Lesluki Bezuzi, that according to Rav, he can't give him any money. That means the Yerusha is CD. Now we see the Chenoi Dadov, so now we make a Chaluk on CD. The previous Chaluk, let us say, according to Muki Yosef, was a Chaluk of the toys. We were under the impression the father possessed four kakois. Now he see only possessed two kakois. Mashme de loy motzi lesluki mezuzi v'dekom abot lo machloi. V'teima, like Toisves, maishna mida ravasi. So what if shad ravasi? This lay sheyochel lesalkei mezuzi. Boisei revi eshenotu mikoyach yirush. According to the first lotion of Rashi, we said, Rav Asi is mesupik, do you say yarshim? So he would have to give half. If you say lekuches, he has to give nothing. So give a quarter. But this quarter can be given with karka or with money. So lechayre, the quarter that is given is because maybe they're yoshim. Maybe it's botla machloikes. But Rav Asi says he can give money. And Rav says he can't give money. So what's pshat? V'yesh loima v'Rav Asi svirelei v'afilo habi yoshim. Motzi l'sluki b'zuzi, mishum da'om alei ano l'bal choyv, nami misalakne b'zuzi, v'rav eini choyshish l'oysay svon. Now this amiradike Toisvus. Toisvus is saying as follows. That's what I saw it's covered to explain the machlekes Rav and Ravas. Rav holds as follows. When this machloikis, when this division was made between Reuven and Shimon, Reuven took Kaka AB, Shimon took Kaka CD. Now the Balchai took away Karka Ibi, so now Achein Noida Adova, so the whole Yerusha of the father is Karka Sidi. So the previous division was not Negeya. We were under the impression there's four Karkois to divide. There's only two Karkois to divide. But what Machloik is, Mukiyosu says the Machloik is Betois, I have to make a new Machloik. Rav Asi came up with a Moiradike Taina. Rav Asi said, he calls over Reuven, and he says like this, let me tell you something. When the Balchayv came to you, he said, Poitek, you will see, Poitek, what is Karka, A.B.? Alekeach has the, whatever, you have the Karka. You have a right to give him money. Even if the Poitek will see in Toises, you have a right to give him money. The mile of a Poitek is, you can give him a different Karka. But if you pay him off with money, there's no time. But if you pay him off with money, there's no time. So Rav Asi came with a Moira de Ketaina to Reuven. I got news for you. We Yarshan four Karkois. The father had four Karkois. There is no reason why the Baal Chayv had to take away this Karka. You could have given him money. You could have given him money. And then the money will, I understand, you gave him money, you gave him, I'll give you half of the money. I understand that. That's Yosha. I'll give you half of the money. Yoshim. Taki Yoshim. I have to give you half of the money. That's true. But who told you to give away the Karka? You could have gotten away with money. So Memele, so the Yerusha was the way we divided it before anything happened. The father had four Karkois. There's no reason why the Yerusha can't remain with four Karkois. You are battling. You gave him the Karka. That does not mean that Achein Noida Adovo, that the father only had two Karkois. The father had four Karkois. And you could have kept your two Karkois. No, the Baal Chayv, he gave him money. You gave him away the Karka. So that's your choice. But I'm not Mechuyev to give away my Karka because you gave away your Karka. I'll give you money. That's the Svara of Rav Asi. And Rav, I'm going to look at Svara. So, and Rav doesn't hold like that. He says, Rav holds, that's an Eitzah. That means, that's true. That I could have done that. But the way the normal procedure was, this is, that means I could be misalik the Baal Chayv from the Karka with money. That's an oifen. How to be misalik him. But that's an Eitzah. Meikar Adin, he has a Shibud on the Karka. Meikar Adin, he could take away the Karka. I had an Eitzah what to do. But since Meikar Adin, he could take away the Karka, if I don't think, I'm not so brilliant like you, to have this Eitzah. So since Meikar Adin, he could take away the Karka, so we have to assume that the chalukah was a chalukah betois. That's what Rav held. Rav held lemaise, these karkois A and B were not oimed to remain by the yorshim because he had a shibud on it. It was an apoitke. He could take it away. Eitzes do not change the yerusha. Al pi cheshbon, that was a moichadika machloikis between Rav and Rav Asi. Does this Eitzah change the whole picture that the Yerusha was Taka Yerusha for Karkoi? That's what Rav Asi said. So Memelus or Rav Asi held there's no legitimate reason to be Mevatel the Chalukah. There was a Chalukah for Karkoi, there was Yerusha for Karkoi, and that Yerusha remained. There was no bittul in this Yerusha. You gave him the Karka. That's your decision. But I don't have to give you my Karka because you gave me your Karka. And Rav said no. An Eitzah, there's an Eitzah to give him money. Pashut, if he had a right to take away the Karka, Lemaise, so it's called, there was only a Yerusha on two Karkois, and Memelem, and Memelem's butler, Aval Gav. Now Taisus asks Akasha, the Mairi Bishaso Apaitiki. He had mentioned before the reason the Baal Chayv went to take away these two kakois was because he made it an apaitiki. Le Mairi can apaitiki the makabel, the mash mosin le motzim isalik le bezuzi. There are different types of an apaitiki. There's an apaitiki mepurish that he can't be misalik bezuzi. He was not speaking about such an apaitiki. Period. Ve'im taima. Rek taisves. So, kaponim, that is the machloikis now. Machloikis, Rav, and Ravasi is, according to Rav, we say botla machloikis, because we consider the Yerusha was only these two karkois, karken, C and D, so it's botla machloikis. Eitzis, that doesn't in any way change the tzur of the Yerush. The Yerush was only on two kakos. Fine. And Taisha is a mayor of the Kekashe. In time out, we come up in Yitain Mois, we yifta a karta mi balchoi. Shimon wants to keep his kakos. Shimon wants to keep his kakos. And then Rav says, no, we have to make a new machlek. So, let Shimon go. Let Shimon go over to the Baal Chayiv. There's a Meredek Aloch in the Gemara Namavkit. The Gemara Namavkit says, in fact, that Baal Chayiv took Karka away from Aloive. What's this? There's a Din Shuma Hodra Loilo. If the Loive will come now to the Baal Chayiv, listen, you never went to real estate business, I didn't have money, now here's money, give me back the Karka. He's entitled to take back the Karka. Dr. Taisa says, what's the problem over here? Rav Asi says, Shimon wants to give money. So Reuven says, no. So let Shimon go, let's take this money, go to the Baal Chayiv, take back Karke B, and then finish. And Reuven says, it's Karke, and then Shimon will remain with CD. In time, when we come, we can meet them boys, we give to Karke, we Baal Chayiv. The Kaim alone, Bepeiri Kamavki, the Shuma Hodra Loilam. Yeshleima, the Navkemina, Eicha de Zovna, Oyurte Dama Hosom, de Loihod. So now, Taisma says, that there's a Navkemina, if you can go to the Malve, and give him money, and demand back the Kalke, only if it's still by the Malve. But if the Malve sold the Kalke, or the Malva died, and now the Yoshim have this Kalka already does not go back to the Makuchis, to Mamela, or to the Leve, to Mamela, and that's the story over here. Ki Yoshim have, Nika Lakuchis Bachayis have, Amai Botla Machloikis Yishalom Leimois. Now, Rav says, Botel Machlekes, so Rav cannot hold Lekuches Bachayis, because then he doesn't have to make a new Chalukah, to give back money. Rav Asi Misavkelei, Beloshin Rishim Perish HaKunteris, Sheneitel Chelkoi Bekarke Oibemois, Mishum de mesavkele, iki yoshenave, iki lekuches lebachayis han. Vekoshe, rektoisves, minolon le talmud she mesavkele le rav asi klal biyoshen. How did the Gemara know that he's mesupik if they yoshen? Dilma pshitalei, dilavki yoshinim. Ala misavkalei, yihavi kilakuchis bachayis. Ay kilakuchis, shaloi bachayis. Nakach nire kaloshin achri. Now let us just explain Taisvis kashe. Taisvis asks as follows on Rashi. Taisvis asks that if Ravasi is saying, you only give a quarter, and he's mesupik, Tzio is a Lekuchas. Shaloi Bachayis, you don't know anything. Is it Lekuchas? Is it Yershim? So you owe the half. So we end up with a happy medium of a quarter. And this quarter can be paid either with Karka or with Kesef, with Tosfos. How did the Gemara know to assume that that's Pshan Ravasi, is Mesupik if it's Yershim or Lekuchas? Maybe Fakert, if it's Yershim, God is 100% right. You can only give money. You can't give karka. You can only give karka, not money. Maybe the suffix of Ravasi is a Lekuchas Bachai, is a Lekuchas Shaloi Bachai. Maybe that's the suffix. Where do you see, how did the Gemara know that that's the suffix of Ravasi? Therefore, Taisva says, the second Pshat Rashi is very good. That means the second Pshat Rashi is, if they're Yoshim, you can't give money. If the Lekuchas, you could give money. And you give Lamais, and it's a Savik Lekuchas Bachayas a Yoshim. So that's, you give a quarter of Karka and a quarter of money. Now, I just want to be Messiah with one Ha'orah. According, Taisvus Estakash and Rashi. If he gives only a quarter, maybe he holds Zichanan Yoshim. So I can't begin to understand if that's the suffix of Ravasi. So what pshat the words Ksof Marehe Kekarke? Who's talking about Karke? Where's the Amayla of Karke? That means if the Lekuchas, the suffix is, do I owe you anything? Is it Bachai? Shalai Bachai? So who's talking about Karke? It's the Amayla of Karke, Ksof Marehe Kekarke. Bishloim, the way Rashi says, he holds the Yoshim. And he's saying, Amir the Kechidish, even though the Yoshim can be Mesalik with money also, as the swear that I said before, because you could have also been Mesalik with money. So then it says, Ksof Marein Kekak. I don't have to give you Kak. But if Ravasi holds Klo, the Lekuches, the Shaila is a Bechai, Shalei Bechai, so I can't begin to understand the Loshin of Ksof Marein Kekak.